Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a day like today that I'm reminded why Jimmy chooses the music. I mean, come on. This is such a banger, and he played some Foreigner earlier, and he's in his bag.
Way better than yesterday with this Solana.
Yeah, Solana doesn't know what he's doing with the music anymore. He's just flailing.
Yeah.
Crank this up for a second, Solana. Let's all enjoy Jimmy's music. He turned it off.
Oh, Jimmy dancing.
Look at Jimmy. Look at Jimmy go.
Look at them hips.
Look at Jimmy.
Jimmy's hips don't lie.
He had moves like that.
It's all in the hips, baby.
It's all in the hips.
Jim Kira.
Jimmy's dancing like Donald Trump. But better.
Get him, Jimbo.
Get him, Jimmy.
And with Solana. There we go.
Yeesh.
Okay, look at
that. Jeez.
Stop
at what
hating
point
Solana.
Do we bring in a medic?
That's a stroke.
Give you the stock market report. Market just can't get anything going, man. Oh. Stock market report sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $8,000 trade. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Dow Jones up 63 points today. S&P 500 down 10 points. NASDAQ down 19 points. So hopefully things get straight soon. We are at the Amerant Bank Arena. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. It is a big one tonight here in Sunrise. Some broadcast reminders. Again, the Panthers game tonight is televised on ESPN, so the only local broadcast is here on 560 WQAM. And then remember, also, round one playoff games will be broadcast nationally, but also on Bally Sports Florida. So you'll be able to see all the local TV broadcasters. Round two and beyond, it becomes national TV only. And then all Panthers playoff games, round one and beyond, will air locally here on 560 WQAM or 790 if so required. So hopefully we have a lot of playoff games to worry about. But again, game 82 tonight here in Sunrise, and then we'll find out what the playoff schedule will be. Probably will kick off Saturday or Sunday this week, and it'll be the Panthers hosting either Tampa or Toronto. It remains to be seen. We'll talk some more Panthers this hour. By the way, George Richards from Florida Hockey Now going to join us here at the Amerant Bank Arena. Let us get headlines, though, for the 4 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana.
Driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter, why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. We got action right now in the UEFA Champions League, second leg of the quarterfinal matches. Two games today, two games tomorrow. Atletico Madrid won the first leg 2-1. Now, back in Germany to play Borussia Dortmund. They trail 2-0. Borussia Dortmund right now ahead on aggregate 3-2. Barcelona won their first leg over Paris Saint-Germain 3-2 in Paris. Second leg right now, second half underway, tied 1-1 in Barcelona, but Barcelona playing a man down. My guy, Ronald Araujo, was ejected. Red card in the first half. So can Barcelona hold on? Again, they're up 4-3 right now on aggregate, playing a man down.
Okay.
Tomorrow, Bayern and Arsenal will play. It'll be in Germany. 2-2 currently. Manchester City will host Real Madrid. That one is currently tied at 3-3 after the first leg. Some exciting Champions League action going on over the past week.
All right.
What did he say?
I have no idea. I actually enjoy the weather more than that.
What was going on?
Yesterday, Caitlin Clark went first overall to the Indiana Fever. No surprise there. Darren Revell pointed out that the Fanatics website was sold out of Caitlin Clark's Fever jerseys in every size within an hour of her getting drafted by Indiana.
So they just bought the sides?
Man, they should have sold the whole uner.
They sold the front?
I just said uner, but you.
They sold the number?
What's the point? I mean, what's the point of me doing headlines? You guys don't even want to listen. You're just waiting for me to slip up for a quick second.
I literally am half paying attention because I'm looking at balcony flooring that Will Manso keeps sending. I'm not even kidding. I'm looking at the balcony flooring. No, I'm interested, Solana. We wouldn't toss it to you for headlines if we weren't interested.
Earlier you said Angel Reese went seventh.
She did.
She went to the Chicago franchise.
That was surprising to me that there what five people.
What? Hawk forgot what the Chicago franchise is.
Well, I was going to say the Chicago Bulls, but it's not the Chicago Bulls. Who are they? The Sky?
The Chicago Sky. They won the WNBA championship back in 2021, and Dwayne Wade.
They did. Yeah.
Is a stakeholder, co-owner of that franchise.
Another vested interest outside of Miami. They're having a big Dwayne Wade Chicago Sky night at the Kaseya Center during the playoffs, I'm sure.
Done with this segment.
Honestly, you said it earlier, like it was surprised to me that there were five girls between between Caitlin and Angel. But I don't follow WNBA like that and the draft and all, but I thought Angel would be, like, it's Caitlin Angel, but it isn't Caitlin Angel.
Jimmy?
Sure.
That's an answer to what I was
yeah,
saying.
No.
All right.
What'd you say about them teams?
The Miami Hurricanes.
Bayern Munich.
Will not be with Ja'Kari Brown next season. He has entered the transfer portal officially. Least surprising news of the day, I believe. Cam Ward will be your starting quarterback for the Miami Hurricanes when they open up their season on the road to face the Florida Gators. Poffenbarger and Emery Williams will compete to back up Cam Ward.
Poffenbargler. Poffenbarglers?
Yeah, you know, he steals the hamburgers at McDonald's.
The backup quarterback's name is Poffenbarger?
Well, I'm guessing he has a first name, but Solana didn't know it at the time and probably does now.
He's the one that gives out the Whopper Juniors.
Poffenbarger. That's the guy that transferred, like, from
a D2 school.
Yeah, D2 school.
I'm sorry. I'm not laughing at this kid, but that was surprising.
Well, it sounds like you are, Marlon Shirley.
Poffenbarger.
I mean, we did like 3 days worth of Reese Poffenbarger transferring to the U. And now you wanna make fun of the kid. All right, go ahead.
All right.
And Emery, what he like break his arm?
Yeah,
he was having a good game.
State? Yeah.
Still lost to FSU. But yeah, he was having a good game.
Yeah. Now you got Poffenbarger.
The Miami Heat will play the Philadelphia 76ers tomorrow in the first play-in tournament game for a chance to be the 7th seed in the Eastern Conference. The game will be at 7 p.m. You can listen to it right here on WQAM. If you want to watch the game, it will only be live on ESPN. Terry Rozier has been ruled out for the Miami Heat.
Oh, Gino. About Poffenbarger.
I'm sweating. The ice hockey ring. It was almost similar to your golf update a little bit because you're like, Ja'Kari Brown is transferring, so that means Cam Ward will be backed up by Poffenbarger.
Oh, boy, Solana, you and Jim.
It's a dude's name.
No, I know. It's Poffenbarger.
Tonight, the Lakers will play the Pelicans. First play-in tournament game, 7:30 p.m. New Orleans will be hosting the game versus the Lakers, and they are slight favorites tonight. You can watch it on TNT.
I want to put the house on this.
Well, let me give you the lines here, and I'll make it 15 minutes of heat. That's sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $8,000 trade. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, poffinbargler.com. I don't know why Solana's so prickly.
It's attached to Puff.
I don't know what's going on there.
It's attached to Puff.
Let's see tonight. So the Lakers are 1-point underdogs at New Orleans tonight. The Warriors are 3-point favorites at Sacramento. By the way, tomorrow night for the Heat, I mentioned this earlier, but the Heat are now 5-point dogs in Philly. And tomorrow night also, the late game, the Bulls are 3-point favorites over Atlanta. Which one do you want to put the house on?
You know what? Because the numbers, I don't see LeBron getting knocked out by the Pelicans
or
getting beat by New Orleans in a play-in round. But also, Solana, and we were talking about it yesterday, like the Bulls at home against Atlanta. Atlanta's not playing. Poffinbargler runs a point for them.
You want to guess the over-under for DeMar DeRozan tomorrow night?
25.
Solana?
27.5.
29.5.
Way higher than Jimmy's.
I guess for Trae Young?
How? Probably around 28.
Solana?
Nah, man. He's coming off of it was his first game on Sunday. He's coming off of a hand injury. Say 18.5.
22.5. You said not as much as Jimmy's. You want to guess? Jimmy Butler over under tomorrow night. Points.
23.
Solana?
21.5.
It's 23.5. Yeah. He's gonna need to put up 30. I truly believe that.
It's Tyler's.
Take
I
guess.
Think I'm riding Tyler.
Take guess.
17.
Solana?
That's what I was going to say. 17, 18.5.
19.5.
I like Tyler's over. Tyler got to go crazy.
How about Joel Embiid? Do you want to guess his over-under tomorrow?
Oh, 28?
Yeah, 28.5.
30.5.
Over.
Kyle Lowry?
Booty. 4.
6.
5.5.
6.
5.5.
That's worst-case scenario, right? Like, if the Heat got blown out, we'd all be – very frustrated. It would suck. But the Heat losing a close game and Kyle Lowry.
At the hands of Kyle Lowry.
Having a big impact or worse, hitting a game winner, to me, would be worst case scenario.
How about LeBron tonight? Total points.
Yeah, 29.
Solana?
Bro, he had 28 in the regular season finale against the Pelicans in New Orleans where they won. I'll say 28.5, 29.
26.5.
Over.
Zion?
24.
24.5.
Yeah.
I feel like they might be able to neutralize him. I like the LeBron over tonight. I just haven't watched enough Lakers or Pelicans this season, Solana. I mean, obviously the line is very close, so I think they're already giving some credence to LeBron and his experience there, but I don't know. I mean, how bad or good are either of these teams?
It's LeBron James in a play-in game against Zion. Who was the other guy? Brandon Ingram. Like these two little puppies against LeBron James in a play-in.
And not just LeBron, by the way. Anthony Davis and D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah,
they on paper they still have an amazing amount of talent, the Lakers.
But the Pelicans were really good all season long. And Brandon Ingram, the problem is that Brandon Ingram is not healthy. Like, he came back after an extended absence, and he just hasn't looked the same. If you can get a healthy Brandon Ingram, Zion playing the way that he's been playing all season, which happens to be really good, and CJ McCollum, we know he can perform well in these types of games. He can fill up the scoring sheet as well. Herb Jones knocking down threes. Like, that's a dangerous
team.
And
they're home.
Yeah.
They're home.
Jonas Valanciunas.
I know they had Herb Jones.
You sure it's Herb?
H. Jones.
I know Herb was on that team. Never mind.
Sure it's
Pelicans,
Herb.
Pelicans by 16.
Cody Zeller also off the bench for the Pelicans.
Guy.
Grand Theft Alvarado.
What's that again? Hey, go get you a coffee.
What about the Kings and Warriors game, Hawk? Any lines there?
Let's see. Kings, Warriors. So Sacramento, again, 3-point dog at home. You want to guess Steph Curry over under?
30.
Solana?
36 and a half.
28 and a half.
Remember, you had 50 in their game seven last year?
Yeah, but I mean, come on. 36 and a half would, I mean.
That's high.
28 and a half is a lot. Klay Thompson?
22.
18 and a half.
19 and a half. De'Aaron Fox for the Kings?
24.
Yeah, 24 and a half.
29 and a half.
Ooh. Wow. Fox playing like that?
Yeah, man, they're without Malik Monk. I think Kevin Werter is going to be out as well.
Wow.
He kind of has to carry them.
Chris Paul for the Warriors.
Seven?
Seven and a half.
You're right. Come on, man.
You're right.
Chris Paul ain't doing much.
Seven and a half.
Didn't you just interview him on the Pivot?
We had him on the Pivot, yeah.
I'm sure you told him that. He's not doing nothing.
You know what? I did tell him he's an a-hole to his face, and he was like, I'll take that.
He kind of embraces that.
Yep. Yeah. It was funny because I was like, you know how I ask questions. You know, some people, you know, through time would call you a a-hole. He was like, yeah, it's cool. I just say what I feel.
You get hurt walking out of the studio, this Chris Paul.
Jazz has been able to stay healthy this season. Solana hasn't done them any good. But
I was gonna say, win more games when he's out.
All right, anything else, Solana?
Just going to end it there. I'll give you your weather.
It's sponsored
by the
Besman
and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7, 866-954-MORE. Ooh, PSG has taken the lead 2-1. All even on aggregate. And Kylian Mbappe has stepped to the spot, a pen to put PSG up on aggregate. Let's see. Oh, the suspense. The suspense.
What did you say?
I have no idea.
Can Ter Stegen keep Barcelona alive? 60th minute, Kylian Mbappe puts it away, top left corner.
Wow.
Upper 90, donde las arañas tienen su nido.
Look at that.
And PSG has taken the lead. I just need a little reel to send to Eric Folero so he can give me a play-by-play.
I got a resume.
Your reel's going to have Jimmy cheering in the background.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. You want a real weather report?
Well, how about you do it multiple choice? Give us multiple choice on how the weather is.
That's a good idea.
All right.
A. Mm-hmm. 35 degrees. B. 100 degrees.
Uh-huh.
C. 80 degrees. Or D. Is nuts.
Go with D.
That's your weather.
All right, very good. George Richards is going to join us next. We're at the Ameren Bank Arena.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Literally thinking about having another child just so I have an excuse for the Chuck E. Cheese pizza.
Hawk and Crowder.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There are a lot of ways to make whiskey, but there's only one way to make Jack Daniel's. Jack could have been like all those other whiskeys. Instead, you know what they did? They charcoal mellow every single drop through 10 feet of hard sugar maple charcoal. They only use the water of Cave Spring Hollow right there in Lynchburg, Tennessee, where Jack is made. But we don't need to tell you that, do we? Make it count. Jack Daniel's, please drink responsibly. Tennessee whiskey, 40% of a value. Jack Daniel's, distillery, look at Tennessee. Jack Daniel's, owner of Silverado, trademark 2020. Jack Daniel's, all rights reserved.
Look at that. We're at the Amerant Bank Arena, and George Richards has sat down with us, longtime Panthers insider. You can read his work at FloridaHockeyNow.com. Crowder's gasping for air. You are so out of shape lately. It is unbelievable, man.
I'm about 270 right now. I ain't got on the scale in a while.
He finished that disclaimer, Solana, and then he put his mic up, and he was like, gasping for air.
I ran 100 yards from the bathroom.
It was not 100 yards.
80. This is the guy that's supposed to beat up Drake?
This is the guy who thinks he can beat the golfers at the Masters in their short game.
If I start on the green?
Anyway, George Richards, longtime Panthers insider. Read his work at FloridaHockeyNow.com. We had Doug Plagans on earlier. He explained to us the machinations of what could happen tonight. Who would you rather face in? Well, I guess it's more of a there's tentacles to this question.
Yeah.
Would you rather face Tampa or Toronto in the first round? But then you add in the element of you guarantee yourselves home ice advantage for both rounds if you win the division. I don't know what's the heady play for the Panthers going into game 82.
Well, they don't seem to care, right? I mean, not for me, Tampa, because, you know, I can drive there, and, you know, and I like going to Tampa. I'm not going to no Toronto. I don't even know if my passport's still valid. So, but they obviously don't care. It seems like Boston cares, right? Because I don't know.
So do they? Are they not interested in winning tonight?
That doesn't look like it. I mean, I talked to Paul Saturday. I was like, hey, well, we're going to find out who doesn't want to play Tampa, right? And he kind of shrugged his shoulders. It seems like Florida doesn't care. Yeah, whatever. We're going to win the games that are in front of us. They're playing to win tonight. Everybody's in the lineup. And, you know, Boston last night looked like they were asleep the whole time. Tonight, Boston's got Ottawa. And Ottawa right now looks like a junior college team. They are terrible. So if Boston loses to Ottawa tonight, then you know the fix was in.
Right, that they just were not interested.
There is no chance Ottawa can beat Boston, not even at half speed. So we'll see what happens. I think the Panthers match up better with Tampa Bay. They really do, except for Andre Vasilevsky, the goalie. That goalie's good. Mm-hmm. I mean, we all know how good he is. Toronto doesn't have that kind of goaltending, but Toronto's got, you know, terrific forwards. I think Florida matches up better with Toronto.
And Hawk used the word PTSD. Is that what it is with Tampa? Because we've watched it for, what was that, two, 3 years ago, back-to-back years. Tampa's not
– the most recent game where Vasilevsky was
– he stopped 75 shots and we shot the puck 13 times or something. Like, should there be a fear there?
Well, there always is because they're big brother, right? They're the guys on the corner with the rings on. I mean, they've until the Panthers beat them, Tampa Bay's big brother in this scenario. But, yeah, this is a different team, too. I mean, you've got Paul Maurice has never coached against Tampa Bay in the playoffs. You didn't have Matthew Tkachuk the last time. That was just before the trade. There's definitely some trepidation there because Tampa is a tough team, and they don't care. Tampa's going to come down here and be like, Sunrise, whatever. They're coming here to win both games in Sunrise. They're not scared of nothing. Toronto, they've kind of got this whole weight of Canada on them. They haven't gotten, you know, last year was the first time they got past the first round in, I don't know, 15 years. They finally get past the second round, and Florida blows their doors off. So they remember that, and they live with that. So we'll see. I mean, again, that's what Paul Maurice is judging.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, so we'll see. We'll see what happens. That Boston could be up 4-0 after one, and then it's a moot point tonight, so.
And to that point, we're acting scary right now, George. What about on the other side? Is everybody watching that Boston game saying, damn, we got to play the Panthers? Because they went to the finals last year.
I think a lot of people are. Then a lot of people don't want to play the Panthers. The Panthers' style of play is such that you don't want to play them. They're heavy, and then it's not fake, right? Because Boston a couple weeks ago said, now it's time for us to get tough. Now's the time? Good for you. All right, yeah, now you get tough. Good. Florida's been playing like this since, what, last February? Since the All-Star break that was here, Florida's been playing this exact same style. This is a playoff style of hockey. It's hard. It's hard-hitting. They're a-holes, right? And they love it. That's what they are. And, you know, yeah, teams don't want to play them.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about this Panthers team, even though we had this, I was telling George off the air, like at the end of the season, I was getting a little nervous about the Panthers. But it seems like Paul Maurice knew what he was doing, which obviously he does.
Yeah.
Knew what he was doing. He was never concerned. Like you said, tonight, Carter Hagee's playing. Like, they're going to win. Yeah. He's not concerned about anything. I guess that speaks to, A, the confidence that he has in the team, but, B, the actual personnel who's on this team. This has to be, you've covered the Panthers for a long time, this has to be one of the deepest squads, if not the deepest, that you've seen.
It's unbelievable how deep this team is. And you talk about past teams. If the coach would have said, hey, you want the night off, there would have been 15 hands in the air saying, yeah, in the years I covered them back in the day. And this time, nobody wanted to take the night off. I mean, he said he offered six, seven players, hey, we'll rest you tomorrow if you want. Nope, I want to play.
So that's like a Kachuk leadership thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's like he's the guy.
Yeah, they want to play. I mean, they figure they're not going to play till Saturday or Sunday. They didn't want to take 4 or 5 days off between their last games. But, no, this team is absolutely deep. I'm doing a story for this week about the depth of the forwards. You've got, instead of four lines, you've got five. Remember last year against Vegas, you saw the depth of the Panthers really tested. Lusterainen went out. Kachuk got hurt. Bennett was hurting. I mean, all these guys were hurting, and the Panthers didn't have the answer for it. I mean, they didn't have the reserves. And, you know, credit to the Panthers and Bill Zito for going out there, not only rebuilding the defense during the offseason, but adding guys like Steven Lawrence and guys during, you know, Kyle Okposo was the captain of the Buffalo Sabres, and he doesn't even really play here. You got Ryan Lomberg, everybody's favorite. We love Ryan Lomberg. Everybody knows what Ryan Lomberg does. He's not playing. He's on the bench. I mean, this team is deep. Most teams have three lines. Florida's got five.
What you bring it up last year? Didn't the guy have a broken ankle, a broken sternum, punctured lung, and they were all still playing?
They were all still playing. Yeah. I mean, Kachuk got hurt in game three, finished, got the tying goal in game three, plays game four, but you could tell he was a mess. You could tell he could barely pick up the stick, but almost scores the game tying goal in game four, and then can't get out of bed. So they're like, yeah, you're not flying to Vegas. You can't get out of bed. We're not bringing your bed with us, so you get to stay behind.
Who would you give? Last year, Matthew Kachuk was runaway, in my opinion, runaway MVP for the team.
Sure.
Who do you give it to this season?
It's not a runaway.
Regular season.
Yeah, it's not a runaway, but you got to look at Reinhart because he's got 55 goals. You know, Kachuk had the slow start, and now we see why. I mean, as much as he was saying, I'm 100%, he wasn't. We could tell because he didn't really get going until Christmas. Yeah, I think you've got to give it to Reinhart. I mean, just because he's been terrific. He's been great on the power play. He's on the penalty kill. He's not just a guy that camps out and waits for pucks right in front of the net. No, he's doing everything else. I mean, he's playing a Barkov style game. He's not the passer Barkov is, but yeah, Reinhart's been absolutely terrific. And maybe number two is Stolarz because he's bailed you out of some situations as the backup.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Is this Sergei Bobrovsky's best season with the Panthers?
Yes.
Yeah. And this is, would you say, the best goalie tandem that they've had since Bobrovsky has been here?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, for sure. Since Bobrovsky, I was just trying to think in history. Florida's always, I mean, this organization really doesn't have a whole lot of traditions other than the Rats and, you know, that kind of thing. But good goaltending has always been something Florida's had. You had Van Beesbrook, you had other guys, you know, then you had Luongo, obviously, and then Vokoun, nobody talks about. You know, they had good anyway. But they've never really had that 1-2 tandem, and they've got it now because you could put Stolarz in there. You could say Stolarz is the starter game one, and I don't think anybody'd bat an eye other than, you know, what's going on with Bob. But other than that, you wouldn't question that Stolarz deserves it. He leads the league in goals against and save percentage. He's your backup. He's got elite numbers.
And so what about this the atmosphere here? because this year, especially coming off the Stanley Cup final,
yeah.
This year, and I know you've been to, you talking about going to Tampa, driving up to Tampa, yeah, watching yeah. that, the Big Six is what they call it, Boston and all that. Is the energy in here now after coming off of last season, is it right up there with those top teams that are historic powerhouses, I would say?
It is. I mean, the energy here is different, though, because it is more laid back. I mean, when you go to those cities, as soon as you land, get off the airplane, you hear people talking about the hockey. You know, you're getting into a cab. What are you here for, the hockey? Yeah, the hockey. You're not getting that here. You're just not. But the energy level here is like nothing I've ever seen here. You saw last year in the playoffs when the Boston fans kind of disappeared. What was it, Game 6? The Boston fans didn't bother buying tickets for Game 6. That was all Panther fans. You know, there was no, you know, the game with the Carolina series, I guess it was Game 3, was when it was all Panther fans. And Paul Maurice talked about that. When it was all Panther fans, this place was nuts. And now they got the new sound system and all that stuff. No, this is a great arena to watch a game and great energy. And the players do feed off it. They do enjoy it. And you haven't had that South Florida opposing vibe thing where it's all, you know, Met fans. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. All the Ranger fans showing up. I mean, there are some that's never going away down here. But it's certainly 70-30, 75-25. When it used to be the other way around.
Yeah, they do a good game presentation. If you haven't been to Panthers game in a while, there is great energy in this building. Tonight, it's game 82. You can read George Richards' coverage at floridahockeynow.com. He's a longtime listener of the show. Now, if you went up to Tampa, if they end up playing the Lightning, would you hit Portillo's as a go-to stop?
I would hit Portillo's. And, my hotel is right. It was going to be right. I had to book Tampa hotels today. I didn't even think about it. I was like, man, I got to book hotels in Tampa. Portillo's is right by my hotel in Brandon. I will be going there. I will be having a hot dog, maybe an Italian beef.
Now, how do you feel about, I think George was vocal on this when we were talking about it, ketchup on the cheesesteak?
I can see it.
All right.
I can see a ketchup on. Yeah. I mean, because why not?
That's why I appreciate George.
Yeah.
He understands the important things.
Yeah.
In
I mean,
life.
Because listen, I mean, the cheesesteak steak, it ain't prime rib.
No, it's a lesser.
It is a lesser cut of meat.
Yep.
And you know, even in Philly, you really don't, because they put so much of that cheese whiz on it and the bread's soft. But down here, I mean, you're getting a roll from, you know, bacon roll ain't going to help you. So, I don't know. You could put, like, a chicken. Let's talk Flanagan's. You get a chicken Philly, you put barbecue sauce on it.
So, I learned at Flanagan's the other night. I was sitting at the bar, and I learned from the bartender that you pretty much put their barbecue sauce on anything.
That's true.
Because I had ordered potato skins
at
the bar. And she said, do you know that you should put the barbecue sauce on the skins? And I said I wasn't aware of that.
Yep.
Now, I love Flanagan's barbecue sauce. It goes good on anything.
You can buy it.
And I always say the best delivery system for barbecue sauce or ketchup is the little plastic squirter, which is what Flanagan's uses. But I had it on the potato skins, and it was excellent. I admittedly have never had the chicken Philly at Flanagan's.
The chicken Philly's good.
But George walked in with the Flanagan's Green Cup, Solana, so he went there, obviously. I'm guessing he went.
No, this is my arena cup.
Oh, all right. That's his arena cup.
They give me one of these little cups, and
bring your cup from home?
He's a veteran. He's a veteran media guy.
This cup's like 4 years old, 5 years old.
Yeah, he's going to use one of these little plastic Dixie cups.
I rinse it out, we're good to go.
I would feel funny walking into the arena with a cup. I'd feel funny.
No, Solana, I've got one downstairs in the workroom, and I got one upstairs in the press box.
Solana, you've got an issue with the Italian beef sandwich at Portillo's, right? You're not a fan.
I do, but after I'm watching George Richards carry around his own green Flanagan's cup, and he gave credit to the chicken Philly, which is the best Philly in the world, in my opinion, George.
It's pretty good.
I will not discuss anything or debate anything that George Richards has to say ever again moving forward.
But you really shouldn't call it a chicken, because that would not fly in Philly. It's got like Swiss cheese on it.
Right. I was going to ask you how it's prepared, because
it's grilled chicken chopped up with white cheese on top, and then you got to squirt the barbecue sauce like into the bread.
Right.
It's nothing to do with Philly. All these places we got, you got to have the cheese whiz.
Well, that's what these guys don't understand. Like, that's, it's not disgusting.
That's the way it is.
It's delicious. Craft singles are
delicious. Wawa makes it with the cheese whiz.
Listen, gave me hell when I went American at, what was that, Jim's.
Because it was ridiculous. Philly. He stopped at the airport. I think there's a Jim's or a Geno's in the airport.
Yeah.
And he got a cheesesteak in Philly. And then ask for American cheese,
well, that'll work.
I mean, you might as well let them punch you in the face. I mean, that's crazy.
American cheese has about as much cheese as Cheese Whiz, so.
There's no cheese in Cheese Whiz.
Then there's no cheese in American cheese.
American cheese has no flavor. Cheese Whiz is replete with flavor.
Yeah, but Cheese Whiz, dude, American cheese melts good. You get a cheeseburger,
Cheese Whiz is already melted. Already melted.
Never breaks.
Coldest day in the world. Cheese Whiz is already melted. So it makes it so wonderful. Well, I mean, you'll never get another reason to read FloridaHockeyNow.com better than a guy who carries around his own Flanagan's Cup.
Only at the arena. I got him at the arena.
And swears by the Flanagan's Chicken Philly, which is – Solana bought his tickets for the Marlins. You know, there's a Flanagan's Day at the Lone Depot Park where you bought the ticket that gets you that Flanny's Marlins jersey, right, Solana?
Yeah, George, I'm a Flanny's lifer. There's no doubt about it. I could get tickets whenever I want to the Marlins, but hey, I'm going to get a jersey, a Flanagan. A Flanagan's.
No, that was such a humble brag. I can get Marlins tickets. Yeah, good.
Sitting outside the stadium on a garbage can. Yeah.
You got $5, I'm in. Love the Marlins, by the way.
Funny. So do we.
Go fish.
Jordan Richards, read his work, FloridaHockeyNow.com. Thank you, Jordan.
All right, thanks, Solana. See you, buddy.
A W tonight. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is just around the corner. We will get some headlines from Alejandro Solana, and he will give us secrets to procuring some Marlins tickets if you don't know yet how to do so.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Everybody's younger than Hawk.
Hawk and Crowder.